Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, March 29th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. Today is Good Friday, customarily to honor Jesus Christ's crucifixion, a day marked by mourning, fasting, and penance. Its date varies tied to the flexible Passover period, falling between March 20th and April 23rd. Liturgical traditions differ, with the Roman Catholic Church holding a specific liturgy without Mass. This day remains distinct from more secularized Christian holidays, focusing purely on its deep religious significance. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect a mix of northwest and west-northwest swells, creating waist-to-chest-high waves at most breaks, with potential for chest-to-head-high sets at winter focal points. Conditions will be mixed, with light to moderate onshore wind. Over the weekend, the surf height will remain consistent, but conditions could be challenging due to the onshore wind and rain from the coastal storm. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego, it's looking fair at 2 to 4 feet until noon. After that, it's looking unrideable. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m., with the 1 foot incoming tide, when the west swell is 2.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the onshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Friday will be 3 feet at 12:30 p.m., with a 2 foot low tide at 5. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning, it's cloudy and feels like 55 degrees with 3 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:07, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:38. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day with a high near 64 and wind of 5 to 10 mph. Tonight, a slight chance of rain after 11 p.m. with a low around 52 and wind of 5 to 15 mph. With gusts as high as 25. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday sees heavy rain at times, with highs around 59 degrees. Rainfall totals could reach 1 inch. Expect south wind of 10 to 20 mile per hour, gusting to 30. Sunday and Monday feature showers, highs in the low 60s. Not to worry, Tuesday brightens up with sunny skies and a warmer high near 67 degrees. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego is undergoing a major sewer upgrade along Harbor Drive, impacting downtown traffic and the Barrio Logan area. This $42 million project aims to replace over 4,000 linear feet of trunk sewer main, enhancing infrastructure to support growing sewage flows. Originating from 1941 and last updated in 1979, the project's completion is anticipated in early 2025. It involves 4 phases, including the installation of new sewer mains and under-railway steel carrier pipes. With the project affecting traffic flow, lane reductions and sidewalk closures are in place, urging commuters to seek alternative routes or public transportation. Information and updates are available on the city's website. Now on to sports. The Clemson Tigers celebrated a monumental victory, securing their place in the Elite Eight for the first time since 1980, after defeating Arizona 77-72. Despite the overwhelming support for Arizona in Los Angeles, Clemson's resilience and strategic play led them to triumph, silencing the opposing crowd. With a history of performing under pressure, Clemson's experience and team cohesion were key factors in their success. Now, facing Alabama in the next round, Clemson's journey in the tournament reflects their belief and capability to contend at the highest levels, showcasing their defensive strength by holding each opponent to under 40% shooting. Last night in local sports, the Padres in their home opener beat the Giants 6-4. In national hockey, the Kings on the road lost to the Oilers 4-1. And the Ducks on the road lost to the Kraken 4-2. Tonight, the Padres are at home to take on the Giants. In the NBA, the Lakers are on the road in Indiana playing the Pacers. And the Clippers are on the road in Orlando to take on the Magic. In top news, the Consumer Sentiment Index in March reached a 32-month peak, indicating growing optimism among Americans that inflation pressures will lessen. The final measure of consumer sentiment increased to 80 from an earlier reading of 77, according to the University of Michigan. This level is the highest since July 2021, though it remains below the pre-pandemic high of 101. The current economic conditions index rose to 83, marking its highest point since July 2021. Expectations for the next 6 months also hit a 2.5-year high, advancing to 78. There's an improved outlook on inflation and personal finances, with the stock market's strong performance benefiting sentiment, particularly among those with significant investments. In business news, Bob Iger, known for his persuasive prowess as Disney's CEO, faces a challenging time with a proxy fight initiated by Nelson Peltz and Trian Partners, emphasized by the backing of Ike Perlmutter, who owns a significant portion of Disney stock. This comes as Iger seeks to convince shareholders of Disney's ongoing recovery efforts amidst debates over Marvel's casting choices reflecting diversity. Institutional shareholders' unexpected support for Peltz adds complexity to the upcoming shareholder vote. Meanwhile, Disney's succession planning, criticized for its execution during Bob Chapek's appointment, remains a focal point. The Disney board, actively engaging in succession discussions, emphasizes a thorough process for evaluating potential successors, highlighting the importance of leadership continuity beyond Iger's tenure. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $70,000. Ethereum is at $3,500. And Solana is $188. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Exercise impacts digestion in various ways. Moderate activities like walking can enhance digestion by stimulating movements in the intestines, aiding in nutrient absorption, and maintaining gut health. However, high-intensity workouts pose challenges as they divert blood flow from the digestive system to muscles, potentially causing nausea or digestive distress. To minimize issues, eating a small, carbohydrate-rich snack before exercising is advised. For endurance athletes, gradually increasing fluid and fuel intake during training can help acclimate the digestive system to the demands of longer races, ensuring hydration and nutrient absorption remain optimal. And in entertainment news, Blue Plus Live TV has bolstered its appeal to sports fans by adding MLB Network to its base subscription plan just in time for the Major League Baseball opening day. This move positions Hulu as a strong contender for baseball enthusiasts, offering a comprehensive suite of national networks broadcasting MLB games, including ESPN, Fox, Fox Sports One, and TBS. Unlike YouTube TV, which no longer carries MLB Network, Hulu's offering is enriched with the ESPN Plus integration, providing access to a wide range of sports content. At $77 per month, Hulu's base plan is competitively priced, especially when considering the additional value of the Disney bundle, which includes ESPN Plus and Disney Plus, making it a compelling option for sports fans seeking extensive coverage. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Gordon Ramsay. And Mr. Top Chef said, "If I can give you one strong piece of advice, when you go away for that romantic weekend, whatever you do, do not accept or take the upgrade to the honeymoon suite." Okay, Gordon, you got it. I don't know why, but you got it. And that's a wrap for this morning. Remember to stay tuned tomorrow for more news and updates. Have an amazing day, my good friends.
Okay.